Coach, what'd you take away from the Wisconsin game, especially once you got a hold of that game? It seemed like you really had momentum for the last three quarters.
Well, when you look at the beginning of the game, you say, oh, we didn't play very well. And a lot of that has to do with what Wisconsin did and how they played. You know, but we were getting good shots. We weren't making good shots. They made us pay because they scored in transition. Then we turned over a few times. They again scored in transition. When we kind of took care of the ball and continued to attack, it wasn't as if we were doing a bad job attacking early. We just had to continue to make adjustments and make some little shots. That makes life a lot easier. But to our players' credit, again, didn't panic. Just stayed the course, got back to doing what we needed to do. And so a really good opportunity to continue to learn to embrace adversity and to continue to grow and develop through it.
If you're scouting a team and you see that their five starters all average double figures scoring, like yours do, what does that tell you?
It tells you that they're probably pretty hard to figure out how to take away everything that they do. And I think what this team has figured out how to embrace is the fact that regardless of how teams play, some teams are going to make you score one-on-one. Some teams are going to help off of certain players. Some teams are going to early gap help, and you have to kick it. And some teams are going to encourage you to throw the ball inside and dare you to score to your post kids or whoever's posting up to score. And so for us, recognizing what teams are doing and then understanding how to attack it, but also having the confidence in that player or in yourself to take those kind of shots is something that this group has done a really good job of recently.
One of the best programs in the country is here tomorrow night, Ohio State. They've got a great sophomore guard, Jelani Cambridge. What's the challenge with her specifically and this group of Buckeyes?
Well, this group of Buckeyes plays faster than anyone in the country. They're in transition 31% of the game. And it's hard to understand what that looks like, but on average, most teams are in transition somewhere between 18 to 22 is high. 22 is really high. They're in transition 31% of the game. So how do they get in transition? Well, they get in transition after missed shots. They get in transition after made shots, and they get in transition with turning their opponents over. They're the number one team in the Big Ten in terms of steals per game. So they try to speed you up and make you play really rushed and fast so that they can play at, basically, I call it breakneck speed. And they want you to play at breakneck speed, too. And, you know, we have to do that at times, but we also have to make really good decisions with it. And other times we don't have to oblige. We don't have to conform to that. We can do what we want to do the way we want to do it. And that doesn't mean we have to be sped up. But they have a lot to do with making teams feel, even when they aren't taking super fast shots in the shot clock, they make you feel kind of rattled in how they attack. So very, very special team. Jelani Cambridge, one of the best players in the nation. Unbelievably fast. Fast on fast. So if you want to see some speed, there's going to be a lot of getting up and down the court at a very fast level tomorrow night.
Appreciate it.